Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you ready, girl?
Jim and
Kim. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want
to we give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
They want
yes, good evening out there. It is fine. It's Mindful Monday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Mindful Monday today. And I know that you had a wonderful day out there. And if you didn't have a wonderful day, you will have a wonderful one tomorrow. You know, we have to gain knowledge any way that we can. We have to absorb knowledge any way that we can. Knowledge is the key, no matter where it comes from. You know, knowledge gives rise to wisdom. If you like knowledge, it's the pump. Wisdom is the water that we get from the pump. If we can't obtain water, the pump is useless. At the same time, without knowledge, without the pump, we won't be able to obtain water. So in order to learn things, share things, care about things, we have to bring in that knowledge today. We're going to have Miss Tiffany come on with us. Tiffany with an I. I see it, I know how to solve it, and I will get it done. And then we'll have the Tate Experience. We'll have some information given to us to be mindful of by Mr. Mario Tate. He is known as the singing chef. He themes it, he cooks it, he prepares it, and at the end, he will put on that tuxedo and entertain your guests. I call Mario Tate the Tate Experience. One-stop shopping. But before we get going, I just want you to listen to this. Welcome in to Mindful Monday. Sit back and enjoy Waking Up with Linda McChain.
When your heart is free, it's easy to make a decision. When your head is clear, you know you have judgment. But when your life is turning topsy-turvy and you have no reasons for what's disturbing, remember these words my father said to me.
keep your head up out there. And I have a lady on the line with us, Tiffany, Tiffany Jones, Tiffany with an I. And as I stated, I see it, I solve it, and I get it done. Tiffany is keeps her head up out there looking around, seeing what's going on, and she finds out those solutions. Tiffany, are you on the air with us with Waking Up with Linda McShann today?
I sure am. How are you this wonderful Monday evening?
I am wonderful for mine for Monday. I know you're going to give us some information. You know I put that appreciation out there first thing out of my mouth. Thank you for coming on and sharing and caring with us. What you going to tell us about today to be mindful of?
Well, I love Mindful Mondays because we're just coming off the weekend. We've settled into our work week. And the start of the work week actually is like Tuesday because Monday you still have, you're just transitioning. You still haven't gotten to like full work mode yet. So I love this part of the show because it's relaxing, it's more comfortable. You know, we're just transitioning into the week.
Well,
so,
go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Oh, okay. So having said that, how was your Monday? Did you,
well,
how was
kind
your feeling about the Monday?
Very busy, very busy. You know, we learn, we share, we care, we try to stay balanced. Mine was pretty busy, just sending good vibrations into Texas. My nephew, he tested positive. He seems to be doing okay. Just sending the goodness down to the family. And it is based on immune system. You know, he's very, very hardworking young man. So, and he's had his vaccinations, but there's no guarantee on any of that depending. I don't know which one he had, but he's pulling through. So I'm just sending all that good energy out there and asking everybody else to do the same thing. You know, those Texans, they pretty strong. And them red beans and rice keep you pretty sturdy down there. So let's like, just send it to them. So that's basically just keeping myself balanced so I can send that good energy. You know, everybody sending those prayers and stuff because we have to be here to do what we have to do. And when our mission is up, we're out of here no matter what, or no matter what causes it. But up until that time, do your best. Live your life based on cause and effect, because every cause you put out there, you will definitely get an effect from it. So when we put that good out there, we receive good, okay? So from one good to the other good and back to you for your good, that's what my Monday's been like today, just doing that regular Monday routine, checking off on that checklist. Monday's pretty busy for me, even though it starts off the week. But I keep it busy so that I can have a peaceful Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So Monday is kind of a check-off list day. And you're out there. Well, how was your Monday today? How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. It wasn't too busy. It was, I had a friend come in from the East Coast, and she's trying to transplant herself here, if you will.
Okay.
And live here. We did a little sightseeing on Saturday. And then rested, of course. You have to rest and relax, rejuvenate on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And then today, although it was Mindful Monday, I sometimes will start my process of manifesting what I want on either Sunday or Monday. And it happened to be Monday today. So, but lots going on out there. Just the energy again. You know, on Friday I was like I had to come into my sanctuary to deal with the chaos. But on Mindful Mondays, as it is today, a Mindful Monday, I just kind of relaxed and looked and, you know, figured out what it is that I want to take place during the week. Mm. So. Nothing
okay.
too big. I had a couple of, as a matter of fact, yes, I did have a conference call. And, you know, next month is Mental Illness Month,
okay.
or as I like to refer to it as Emotional Wellness.
Okay.
And we are going to be doing an event in South Los Angeles in the church community on October 30th. So we're planning that whole thing. And, of course, we're going to have a panel discussion, and we're going to invite guests. And a great possibility, you know, you might be asked to join the panel because I know, again, you are so involved in so many different aspects of the community. And we have spoken about, you know, your involvement with the rehabilitation department.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be something. I'll just put it out there. you know how I do, Linda. I just put it out there.
we got a few days here. Let me know what's happening. We'll discuss it. If I can do it, I'll be glad to be on that panel. As long as they don't ask me too many questions, I'm fine, because, you know, I don't like to answer questions, right? But we'll get it done. You know, and especially if it's for the community, working on the mental illness month, what you say, mental wellness. I kind of like that because we're all ill around here, and what we need to concentrate on is getting well, so I kind of like that wellness part of it and, mm-hmm. and ways to stay balanced because, yeah, it's totally needed. I was excited. I was, you know, I'm always saying I'm not political, but I am political. We're all political. You have to be to move in the community. Mm-hmm. And I just heard the announcement that I think Senator Karen Pass was running for mayor. That's going to be exciting because she does excellent work, okay? And
she does.
Yeah, it just put a smile on my face, you know, to see her there. So I know that I'll be putting in my part, doing whatever I have to mm-hmm. do. I have to leave the time open. And wherever I'm needed, that's where I'll be, okay? But I liked mm-hmm. hearing that. That put a smile on my face. So she's going up against others, but I don't know too much about others, but I do know about her. So,
right. No, she has done some nice, wonderful things in office since she's been there. And that's I knew she was going. That was a possibility, but now that it's announced, now it is the opportunity for her to run, and actually running for that office is here. So I'm really happy about that myself.
Yeah, I had a big smile on my face.
All right,
it's Karen Bass. Okay, so it kind of lets you know, but this city, you know, there's a lot of components to it. There's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of things that need to be done, and we all have to be mindful that it's very important for us to all each play a part, okay? So I always tell young adults, old adults, any adults, you know, get busy. You know, get out there, find out what's going on, find a nice organization, put in some time so that you can gain the knowledge and share the knowledge, because it's a two-way street and it's very, very important. It takes all of us to get it done. And I always say we must resolve to be the sun, that no matter what obstacles we may face, the dawn will always break through and fine weather will return. And winter always turns into spring. You know, that's one of my favorite sayings. So when things are crazy as they are, you have to keep yourself to remind yourself and to talk to yourself. Sometimes it's good to stand in front of that mirror and just have a conversation,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because there's so much wheeling around and persons are going through so much. And, you know, it's like new beginnings. They say normal. I don't know back to normal. I don't believe in that. I just say start the new beginnings, because that's exactly what it is. And you have a lot of things happening. I noticed that they're opening up the vaccines for the young adults, 5 years old and up. Whatever, you know, mm-hmm. do whatever you have to do. And like you say, we don't dictate to anyone, and each person has their own choices, but, you know, make some kind of choice so this stuff can end.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm sorry, go on.
I'm so excited because I think the time for women to enter politics is
mm-hmm.
now, and I'm
mm-hmm.
happy to see, you know, more women and definitely women of color get into some of these campaign races
oh,
or
yeah.
these races for positions.
Okay.
It's really something to see. It's historic, you know. We're making history here, so.
Well, it's a work.
It's
work. You know, you
mm-hmm.
and I both know it's work. And any level that you get in on, it's work. But it's a good thing because it's a learning process. And it's a sharing process.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a caring process because you have to step up
mm-hmm.
to the plate. And it's very competitive and you have to be very, very thick-skinned because you're going to get the yays, you're going to get the nays, you're going to get the fors, you're going to get the against. But my thing is, what do you feel about you? And whatever you feel about you, that's what you push out there. And I know that works for me. You know, it really doesn't matter, you know, because everyone has their opinion. But what do you think? And where do you fit? And you're on your travel to your journey. Okay, of purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You're on your journey. It's a journey. You're not standing in it. You're trying to get there. So whatever you can grab along the line, whatever knowledge you can pick up, whatever support you can pick up, but at the end of the day, if you can keep in mind and be mindful that at the end of the day, it's only you. No matter what you've been through or no matter who you've been through it with, at the end of the day, it's only you. So you have to sit down and have dialogue. I do a daily assessment. Okay, what did I do today? Mm-hmm. Let me list that. Well, I sure won't do that tomorrow. Okay, and let me see another way. So you have you to deal with because everything is based on you. It's not based on anything else
mm-hmm.
out there, the opinions or anything else. And you have to understand that. You'll have a lot of individuals that try to pull you down into that dark hole, but don't go. Okay, don't go. Let them just throw them a flashlight. Okay, don't get in the dark hole because of the energy. So I keep a lot of batteries and a lot of flashlights. So when I see you try to pull me in that hole, I flip the switch. Okay, and I'm not really running to you. I don't need that light to see how to get to you. I need the light to see how to get away from you. Okay. Because I'm not going in
mm-hmm.
that dark hole. That was not on the list today. So if nothing else, we need to be mindful on this Mindful Monday, Tiffany, that at the end of the day, it's only you. And I keep you some batteries with your flashlights going in. And that's my mindfulness. Because you have to preach that
well,
to yourself every day, you know. Later
mm-hmm.
on for the second segment, we have Mr. Mario Tate coming on. You know, he's known as a singing chef. So you can hang on if you have a moment and look, because he'll have some helpful hints because he does a lot of events. And during this particular
oh, nice.
Time, you know, you have to do it safe. So hopefully he'll share some tips that will be helpful. To persons out there, because it's a protocol you have to find and you have to follow basically when you're doing those events, okay? Whether
mm-hmm.
virtual, we all know about the Zoom, but I mean, when you're going face to face, it takes a little bit extra out there and you have to do a little
yes,
bit of
does.
Checking because,
mm-hmm.
you know, we don't know basically what's what, and so what you had, whatever you had, it don't matter. I'm social distancing. I only do what I have to do if I have to do it. But it'd take about 25 horses to get me out the door to go in a group of people. At this particular time, I won't do it. Okay? And that's
mm-hmm.
my choice. But I still do my part,
mm-hmm.
you know, with whatever I have to do. So that's one mindful thing we want to think about. And another, since these elections are coming up, we can start hollering, go vote, go vote, go vote. Your voice is your power. Go vote, go vote. When that mayoral election comes in, I worked years ago with Mayor Garcetti, you know, on his campaign and stuff. So I'm like that campaign girl, you know. When the
mm-hmm.
VIP sections and the parties and all that, it's fun to be around if you're not too tired to enjoy them because it's work. You know, you
it's
have
work.
To
it's a lot.
Of
yep. and there are lots of events. So I'm going to stay on and listen to, is it Chef Mario?
Yeah, Mario Tate. He's known as the Tate Experience. And the reason why he goes as Tate Experience, because it is an experience. All you have to do with him is give him a date, give him a count, give him your menu, give him your color scheme, and give him your money. And he will make an experience of a lifetime for you. Yeah, and yeah, he's excellent. He's excellent. And I've known him a while. He's in great demand. They fly him all over. Okay? Florida,
mm-hmm.
Las Vegas.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, yeah, they know when it's party time and if there's an event, they want him. Because he does what he does, and he's exceptional with it, and very eloquent and classy. Yeah, but food is just as good as it looks.
Oh, wow. This is
perfect
time for him to be coming on the show because holiday season's coming up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he's as a matter of fact, he's booking already. He's probably already into next year. But I've known him. I know how he cooks. He's a scratch cooker. He's a prepper. He's clean.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. And when he makes a presentation, when he sets it up, the tables are so beautiful, you just stand there with your mouth open before you even go to the food. And then when you bite into the food, it just continues. You just continue. Yeah, he's bad. He knows his stuff. And I'm his biggest fan, and I put it out, like I said. And after he puts everything together, he will take that chef hat off and put on a tuxedo and entertain your guests. Oh, yeah. That's why it's the Tate Experience. It is what it says it is.
Yeah.
Most people just, you know, he had an event, and he might lay those hors d'oeuvres out there, and people just think, and they get so full they can't eat the meal. Okay, but, yeah, he's exceptional. So I want him to come on and give some tips for safety. And he operates safe. He won't deal with persons if they are not practicing safety for their guests. But hopefully he can share that with us. I would love him to do that because it is the time and things are happening out there. But he's been doing events all through the COVID. The COVID didn't stop him. Okay? Mm-hmm.
That is fantastic because a lot of people didn't do any events. I mean, you know, weddings were not going on and other things of that nature, birthday parties. People were not socializing like that.
Right, right. But then there were those who were, you know.
No, I know. I think that's awesome that he was one of the people that were called to join the celebration.
And won't work
you
with
know,
you
whether
if you're not
be
safe.
A birthday party.
If you don't have that safety protocol, he won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got 100
That's
people,
awesome.
Too many. Can't keep that distance between all those people. Can't help you. And that's what I love about him. So hopefully he will kind of give us some tips and things to look out for and things to be aware of. And I don't know. I don't know which way he's going to go. But all I know is that the name, the Tate Experience, it backs up just what it says. It is an experience. Yes.
You know, I love the show, Linda, because it's all your guests are very unique. And you have a lot of variety of them.
Oh, yeah.
So
I think this would probably, yeah, I'll talk with you about that. I have a professor, professor university, anything that you thought you knew about African-American history or black or, she'll be talking about community and womanism and, and diversity and things. Yeah, she will be joining us. To come on, and it took me a while to catch up with her because she's teaching, and you know, with the virtual classes, and now everything is opening back up, and she's in great demand. Also, she was my professor for African Americans and history, and she was good. I said, wow, well, I didn't know that, and not only because when you speak of African American history, you speak of all history, and she knows how to tie all of that in together. So you're not just getting the one side. You're getting the full, as we say, the full bucket of soup. So it gives you something to think about, and it also gives you something to relate to, and it also gives you things to watch out for. Yeah, she's going to join us. So I just let people do what they do. You know, people, if it's not but one person, I can't wait till next month. We're going to have to dig deep for the mental wellness, because that's I'm going to have to dig deep for that. And with your panel, I don't know if I deal with a lot with people with disabilities. Is that something to speak up, or, you know, or imbalancing, or, you know, persons need to have direction on how to pull up themselves, because all the time you don't have that person there, you know. So either way that we need to go. So I cannot wait till October for the mental illness work. I had a young lady, I was in the store, and this lady was acting up. And I don't like to go in the stores anyway, but I had to go. And she was just talking crazy and whatever. And I say, ma'am, I understand. Okay, why don't you come over here and go here in this line? I say, yeah, we're all imbalanced out here. You know, we're all going through something. So you try to have compassion. But then when they get real crazy, you have to look them in the eye. I say, okay, this one here, I see. I say, you know, I can't get in no trouble out here, and I got this beautiful smile on my face, and I want to keep it. So let me tell her real quietly, just she and I leaned, I say, honey, I say, you going to be okay? I say, you know, we imbalanced out here. Everybody's going through it. I say, but what about those of us who was in balance before the pandemic? And she kind of looked at me like, what are you telling me? Listen real closely, okay? This imbalance has been here way before the pandemic, okay? So we have to think of those individuals, okay, that have had to deal with this even before this time. And she kind of looked at me and chilled out. I guess she said, ooh, I don't know about her. And I just smiled and kept my eye on her. And got my little stuff and got on up out of there. But I felt very proud that I was at least able to chill her down, you know. But I had to shake her up in order to chill her down. So it just depends, you know, because people are just going through it. And it's designed for that. So you got to hold on. You know, you have to hold on and be mindful, and the first thing you have to be mindful of is yourself. So this is Mindful Monday, and on Mindful Monday, we bring it to you short and sweet, because I just wanted to have you come in ahead of Mario, and again, he has some tips for us. So I'm watching. I hope there was no emergency, because whatever he tells you, get that pencil and pad out, listeners, because it's going to be very, very helpful. And Tiffany, on the 30th, this is October 30th, with the community event that you're doing, this is going to be an in-person event. Am I correct, or is it going to go both in-person and virtual?
It will be virtual and in person, and we're going to do something for the young ones. You know, it's the day before Halloween, so we'll probably have snacks for the kids, you know, hot dogs, popcorn, little candy.
Okay.
Like a little something for them, you know, in celebration
a fair or something. Well, you know what?
Right.
I'm looking forward to that. Just let me know if you want to use that. But on this note, I'm counting down here, and I think that Mr. Tate is coming in with us to care and share. So, Tiffany, with an I, we love you. We love you. If you'd like to hold, I'm going to go into the second segment, and we will be speaking with you. Let me know about the 30th. And as you say, we're both getting ready to get busy, because it's getting ready to be some changes out here. And ladies are doing what they're doing. And we need to gain knowledge and give knowledge. Wouldn't you agree, T? to be mindful about that is it takes all of us to get it done. And always keep in mind, and this is my mindful statement, if you know whence you came, there are absolutely no limitations to where you can go. That's my favorite guy, James Baldwin. And I put on there at the end of what you can do. Okay, so on that note, we're going to say thank you to you. And I'm going to go into the second segment. And hold on if you like. We love you, Tiffany, with an I. We love you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I love you too.
Thank you.
Break it up.
With
Linda Mitchell.
You ready, girl?
Jimmy
Care.
Yeah.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live.
We care and care with love all through the land.
Well, we're going out with segment number two on Mindful Monday. You know, we usually do it short and sweet, but I have a person, Mr. Mario Tate, with the Tate Experience that has some helpful information, and it's much needed, and I just wanted to extend it out so you could get all of this goodness and find out. This gentleman is the Tate Experience. He is one-stop shopping to me, as I said earlier today. He will find it out, beam it, cook it, and entertain your guests, okay? All you need to do is give him a date. Give him a count within the COVID stuff, because if it's too many people, he will not do that. He has great, great ethics about what he does. I just love him to death. Mario, the singing chef, are you on the line with us this evening?
Good evening, sister.
Hey,
how
Mario.
Are you?
Thank you. Thank you for taking that break. I know you've got some prepping that you're doing and some things, but thank you for sharing.
What I did was I had literally, after speaking with you earlier, I forgot. I started thinking about my mom. Her birthday is approaching, and I got in the kitchen and started cooking.
Oh, no.
And I came into the room to look at my phone, and I was so glad to see your notification as a reminder. So I turned everything off so that I could come and spend a few minutes with you and share whatever it is there is to share here tonight.
Well, I appreciate it, because I know when you say you in the kitchen, you might not come out of there till sunup. I've been talking a little bit about you, and I said that you would possibly just share some safety tips for events and COVID, because you haven't missed a beat since the pandemic, and you in great demand, and you get things done. And, you know, I'm still smiling over here because, you know, you snuck in and took care of me, but you take care of many, many others, Mario. It's like you need to start an institution, okay?
Thank you, Linda. I really appreciate the support and everything that you always give me and the supporting my business, you know, as a black-owned. I can't say young entrepreneur, but I'm 57 years young, and I try to muster up as much energy to keep this thing going as I possibly can on a daily basis, and it seems to be working so far, and I'm really thankful for that. And I just want to keep on pushing. But when it comes to the safety of having celebrations and events, I really, really, really want to get it across to everyone that this is a real situation. Let's forget about all the politics of it. COVID season, Democrat nor Republican, it has ravished our society across the world. And yes, nobody loves celebrating. I've said this on your show before. Nobody loves celebrating more than I am. And I have quite a few friends who call me the celebration angel or the birthday angel, because I believe in celebrating those special moments in your life, because I don't believe in getting to the end of your life and having regrets about anything. So we have to celebrate those things that are to be celebrated, you know, and mourn those things that there are to mourn, but mourn them even in a celebratory way. We, you know, we have, there's so many types of events out there going on, but a lot of them, people, are funerals and repasses. Mm-hmm. And there is no quicker way than to tire yourself out than to be continually catering funerals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But someone has to do it. But we have to also keep in mind that even though everyone might want to come and say goodbye, you have to put a limitation on, and you have to make sure that those in attendance have at least been vaccinated so that there is a chance, because you can still become positive even if you're vaccinated, but you don't end up in the hospital or as sick. You must make sure that your guests are vaccinated to be in that close proximity, because you just don't know. I had a recent situation where I was having a celebration of my own for myself and my partner. We celebrated our anniversary and my birthday on the same night. And I had someone who was working with me who lied, and I trusted them and did not ask them to show me verification. So I get to the event, and this person, it's become known that this person actually did not tell me the truth about being vaccinated, and he just did not want to be a wallflower at the party. He's all over the place amongst all of these people who have taken off their masks because they feel comfortable enough to be in a room because everyone's vaccinated. But I should have checked. I should have asked for proof of that, just because that one slipped in and could have change the lives of everyone who was invited there. So in the moment that I found out that he had lied to me, and not only that, he was becoming a nuisance and being very disrespectful, and I don't tolerate any of that in my life. So someone even being that close to my proximity, and I had no idea he was as disrespectful as he was, and I don't want to digress too far into that. But the moment that I found out that he was not vaccinated, he had to go, and he was with my sous chef. And because she brought him there, I felt that she knew he wasn't vaccinated, and she did not tell me either. So she had to go, he had to go, and the other help that she brought with her had to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a serious thing right now. So I'm even saying, and I have not said this in the past, I don't think I said this before on your show, because I didn't want to advocate being a police of people. You should be able to trust your friend or your so-called friends or associates by being truthful and honest with you. And so asking for proof, I don't think is, because fortunately our fortune was that this young man did not have he wasn't sick or anything like that. But my issue is this. He's very active as far as interacting publicly, because he delivers for DoorDash.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All the more reason for him to be vaccinated for himself. And there's a lot of foolishness out there with people choosing to believe things that they see on the internet. Memes, they want to believe memes and TikToks and all kinds of things that from people who don't have any professional accreditation to back up what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd rather believe these kinds of things than believe the CDC and these people who have spent their lives studying these diseases and these viruses and things. It is important that if you're going to have a gathering, that you ensure that your guests, especially if you are having a gathering in an enclosed space,
mm-hmm.
that is not well ventilated,
mm-hmm.
you need to make sure that your guests are vaccinated. Being outside in an open space with this open air is a different situation, but they still need to be vaccinated, because otherwise you need to enforce 6 feet social distancing.
Mm-hmm. I've seen some of your setup.
It's a headache. It's a headache. It makes you feel socially awkward and all of those things, you know. But we have to keep it in mind, because what's happening now is that the people that are dying are the people who have not, or being affected, are the people who have not gotten vaccinated. That is the brutal truth of it. That's not the truth that you're going to hear on every mainstream news outlet that you listen to, or wherever you get your news source from, especially if it's social media.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't trust that everything that you see on social media to be the truth, because there are ways to make things look as though they're legitimate.
Yes, they are.
And if you don't investigate beyond the screenshot of whatever it is you see in your feed, if you don't investigate past that, you don't know whether it's the truth or not.
That's true.
So the CDC puts out information on a daily basis.
Wow.
Because that's where it is. There was a time where, you know, you would get things maybe on a weekly or biweekly or even monthly basis. But we've been living with this for 2 years, people, and it's really, really important. I want to celebrate everything, but I also have enough sense and enough compassion for others
to know
that I'm not going to do or put myself in a situation
that.
I've had too many scares with it. I've had family members being tested positive. Unfortunately, I haven't had family members that have died. That's my great fortune. But I know of so many friends have had to bury multiple family members, or who have family members who were diagnosed, got sick, got well, but are not the same. People do all kinds of things. It has been proven that smoking vape pens is not healthy for you, but yet they still do it and won't go get the vaccination. Tattoo ink is not sponsored or approved by the FDA, but yet people get tattoos on a daily basis all over the world, but yet they won't get the vaccination to save their own life. And they believe the wild stories about all these things that happen. I took my vaccination. I had a little soreness in my arm, and I slept the first time. The second time I got the second shot, I got the Pfizer, and I felt no side effects except for the soreness in the arm, like I did when I've gotten tetanus shots or any other things. I was a very accident-prone child, so my mother spent a lot of time with me at the hospital. So I've had a lot of shots in my lifetime. And the vaccination did not make me feel any worse than any other thing, any other vaccination that I've ever had to take in my life, or my mother chose for me to take in my life.
Well, you know, what I'm speaking of and what I like about it, I know you mentioned to me that you have had to turn down some events because people had over the limit of their guests, and it would be too many to social distance them. And that's a good thing.
The people that we are allowed in every county and every city, every state, all of that's different. But based on where you live, you really need to know what the guidelines are, because it's almost like someone going to a bar, and the bartender knows that the person does not need any more drinks, but yet they continue sell them alcohol, and then you end up being held accountable. Well, if we don't start paying attention, and I mean this because things are from one day to the next, it's just an exaggeration to the degree where I spare myself the news. I watch the news every other day because I know, like a soap opera, I can catch up on the next episode.
Mm-hmm.
From minute to minute, things are changing. We have to really just take it seriously. And like I said, having an event out in an open space, in a park and all of that's something different. But the guests still need to adhere to and understand that if they want to walk around without a mask on, there's a social distancing that should happen between them and whoever they're conversing with or having an interaction with. And that goes on both parts, because if you're talking to somebody who doesn't have a mask on, the same rule applies for them. You know,
well,
it's different if you're dealing with someone that you're living in the house with.
Yeah, and they don't go nowhere. They
you
can't
know?
Go outside.
outside of going to the market and doing the things that I need to do. And I say this as someone who has a career and an occupation that I have chosen that has me dealing with public and being very intimate. It's a hospitality business. So it's very hands-on and it's very up close and personal, as it should be. Otherwise, it's not hospitality. But right now we're living in a time where we have to be cognizant and cautious and careful.
Yes.
It's very,
careful.
Very important. You know, I'm doing an event coming up, and I'm really proud about it. I don't have a lot of information other than I booked the job, and it's a reception that's being held coming up in a couple of weeks in Leimert Park that's in honor of the Floyd family. I believe they're coming here for some purpose or reason, but I don't have all that information, so I can't really say anything about it.
Okay.
But I'm really honest and happy about, you know, being able to do that. But once again, it's being held outdoors. It's in Leimert Park. I do know that much. It's being held outdoors. And it's been limited to about 40 people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's under the regulation, because you shouldn't have more than 50, even in an outdoor setting.
Okay.
And again, when you start planning your event, I would just look at what the guidelines are and what may be predicted for the time that you may be, because your date may be a little bit in the future. So just to check on a you know, at least a once a week to see what the CDC guidelines are about, and most of all, what County Health Commission has to say in where you live, because those are the rules that you have to follow most immediately and importantly. But by all means, I am not saying do not celebrate. I'm saying you're going to have to, you should feel like the police a little bit, and I guarantee you it's worth it after, because it's one thing when I'm working an event, because I'm not always in charge, I have to set my guidelines and standards with my client, and I have to trust and demand that they follow the protocols that I have to follow.
Mm-hmm.
But as a host myself, I saw that you can't always trust people to tell you the truth.
No.
And so if you
and with you, I'm not
if
cutting you off.
If you're having a COVID-friendly event and you've got somebody who has totally lied to you and you really trusted them, and they show up there COVID positive, haven't taken any tests or anything like that, and infect your guests at your party, you're going to be like that bartender who gets in trouble for serving.
Oh, yeah, too much liquor.
Too much alcohol to someone that
realizes.
Well, you
know what, Mario? I'm not cutting you off, but I know, you know, I'm over here watching. This has been very helpful with being careful and cautious and understanding the rules for each demographic and to plan ahead. But I'm going to tell you, you can expect them people to lie. Because I will say this, anytime anyone knows that the Tate experience is catering, they crawl in through the windows and up under the floorboard to get in there and get that food. So I understand what you mean about lying to you, but let me tell you, I can understand why they lied, okay? I'm just going to put that here, because they want to get to that food. I don't care if they weren't invited. They will try to come in and be the roadies for the band. Okay, just to get to that table, all you need to know is that the Tate Experience, Mario is cooking, and they coming in. So, but I understand what you're saying. Yes, they're not going to tell the truth. They have a lot of bogus cards out there. They have a lot of everything going on out there. You just have to do your opinion, do what works for you and your life. I have some friends that are vaccinated, some that aren't, and that's their way of doing it. But guess what? I can't hug you. I love you, but
absolutely,
I can't hug you, okay?
Absolutely.
So I'm just not going to do it. It doesn't make you feel good. My family member, my nephew in Houston, he went to the hospital, but he's coming back home, so he was having a little bout, and he had a shot, Johnson, but he wasn't feeling good, so I just signed the statement, but they're going to send him back, and people can't be around him for 5 days, so that lets me know he's not on the ventilator, he's not that bad. But I told his wife to put the tea outside the door. He won't stay in there. Tell me, well, if I'm positive and she positive, we both got it together, what difference do it make? I said, boy, you better stay in there. You know how them Texans are. But I'm sending him prayer. I know that he'll be okay. He just was whooped. His immune was down because he worked so hard, you know. And 12-hour shifts, 12 days in a row. You know, they go, when they want something, they go get it, and they don't mind working for it. So I know his standards and what he's doing, but I'm going to say again before we let you go, don't be angry at the person for lying to you. Don't, because he knew that your food was going to give him satisfaction that would carry him for another 6 months. Nothing that he has, a DoorDash or anybody else dash had that he could even smell or get into the bag and eat was going to be like your food. So, yeah, he lied, and you lost your stew self.
End this on a seemingly high note, because I got a little serious there, but it's a serious situation.
It is very
and
serious.
Have integrity. If someone invites you somewhere, it's okay. We're going to get to a different place of normalcy at some point, but if we all take responsibility for our actions, we'll get there sooner.
Yes, I think so.
We'll get there sooner. And I just would rather. He was very helpful. He was with the planning and helping transport and that kind of thing, but I would have appreciated more so than that, so that we could deal with each other at a future time, because he broke a trust thing with me. So at a future time, he can't work with me because I can't trust him.
Right.
And I'm just one of those people that once that's done, it's done, and so. You know, I would have rather him been honest and just missed out. I could have sent him a plate. And on that note, I am so happy to have been on with you, Linda. Thank you,
you know,
darling.
What? I am so happy that you took out the time to come, Mario, because I know that if it wasn't but one or two words, it was going to be helpful to have people to be mindful of, because, you know, you're out there dealing, you know, and I like it because of your integrity and because of your principles and because of the one-stop shopping. I'm telling you, don't be upset, because any time, again, I will say this, listeners, any time the Tate Experience is catering something, you want to be a fly on the wall or the delivery girl or anything to get to that table. And once you close your mouth from the awe that you're going to see with the preparation and the presentation, that is going to take your breath away. So not only does it taste good, it looks good. And Mario, I tell him all the time, he will come out of that chef apron, if he got one on, in them gloves and that hat, and put on that white tuxedo and entertain your guests. That's why I love you. That's why I'm your best fan. You got the nickname One-Stop Shopping because that's the way I see you. Give him a date. Give him a count. Give him a menu or just suggest. He'll work with you on that. Give him the time, the place, and give him your money, okay? Because we, you know, it costs money to do what we have to do. And please, listeners, whoever we don't believe in, don't go chewing nobody down. Because whatever he charges you, you pay it. because you're going to be very, very happy, and so will your guests. And Mario, I'm going to leave on that note with that, with the Tate Experience. I'll give you a call, because if there's any leftovers from coming out of that kitchen over there, I'll call you in the morning to see what's left over, and I will swing by. I don't have to worry about social distancing. Just throw me a chicken leg out the window, and I will be satisfied. Listeners, this is Mario Tate, the singing chef with the Tate Experience. Mario, it has been a blast. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. Thank you so much.
And
have
love
a wonderful
you.
Evening, guys.
Thank you.
Love you,
too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Guess if you want to have a good meal, you want to have a good experience, you want to check out the Tate Experience, Mario Tate.
Others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.